In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The basis for our sermon this morning is our first lesson. We read in Isaiah chapter 49, verses 1 to 6. Listen to me, you islands. Hear this, you distant nations. Before I was born, the Lord called me. From my mother's womb, he has spoken my name. He made my mouth like a sharpened sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made me into a polished arrow and concealed me in his quiver. He said to me, "You are my servant, Israel, in whom I will display my splendor." But I said, "I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing at all. Yet what is due me is in the Lord's hand, and my reward is with my God." And now the Lord says, "He who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and to gather Israel to himself. For I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has been my strength. He says, 'It is too small a thing for you to be my servant to restore the tribes of Jacob and bring back those of Israel I have kept. I will also make you a light for the Gentiles, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth.'" This is God's word. Dearly loved by God in Christ Jesus, those things that qualify someone to be a representative in a certain task, we call credentials. The root meaning of the word credentials is the same as creed. It means to believe, to express trust in. A person's credentials are their bona fides that assure us that they have the assignment and the authority and the message to share on behalf of someone else. For example, an ambassador of the United States would present his credentials to the rulers of that particular nation to which he is representing and speaking for our government. Just such a representative talks about his credentials and his mission 8 centuries before he began his work. Not only has this ambassador spoken, the one who sent him as his servant also speaks about those credentials and about that mission that he is on. Epiphany is about that servant of the Lord. It's about his credentials, his mission that he is on. His credentials are valid because of where they come from. And his mission is extended because it is too great a thing for one place or one person. Jesus Christ, whose birth we recently once again celebrated, is that ambassador, that servant of the Lord, who speaks through the prophet Isaiah. And he describes in this servant song that God called him and gave him this mission, and that this mission was to bring back Israel, but also to be a light to the Gentiles. The eternal Son of God, come into the flesh in the person of Jesus, speaks here as the servant of the Lord in prophecy 8 centuries before his birth. And he speaks using a tense of a verb that, though it will happen in the future, it is already an accomplished fact. And though it has been accomplished in the past, the benefit and results continue into the future. Because of that, there could be no doubt among the servant of the Lord's first hearers that what that servant of the Lord was saying would come to pass. They knew for sure that it was true and that they and others would receive the benefit from it. That's the beauty and the power of God's prophetic word. We even sing about it in one of our hymns in Christian worship. We have a sure prophetic word by inspiration of the Lord. And though assailed on every hand, Jehovah's word shall ever stand. What are Jesus of Nazareth's credentials? What are his bona fides that assure us that when he speaks for the Lord? Why is he on this mission? Is it a mission that he chose, or is it a mission that the Lord sent him upon? And he addresses his words to Gentiles, including us. He calls us, you islands, you distant nations, listen to me, hear this, literally, pay close attention, give your ear toward what I am about to say. His credentials, he tells us, are from eternity. Before I was born, the Lord called me. So even from eternity, God called his son, who would be born Jesus, to be his ambassador, to be his servant, not only among Israel, but among the Gentiles. And then, he adds, from my mother's womb, he has made mention of my name. The angel told Mary and Joseph, give him the name Joshua, in Greek Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. From the very womb of his mother, the Father made known the name of the servant of the Lord. His name is the one who saves his people from their sins. And then that Lord, or then the servant of the Lord says of the one who called him and sent him on this mission, he has given me the name Israel. Remember who first received the name Israel? It was Jacob after he wrestled with the Son of God in the desert. The word Israel means to struggle with God. Jacob was the first to have that name, and then he gave that name to God's people. They were people who struggled with God to be the one who extended his glory out into the world. But they didn't do that. They failed to do that. And so in prophecy, the servant of the Lord says, the Lord, my Father, is going to give me that name too. I'm going to struggle with the Lord on a mission to make his glory known, to reveal the glory of the true God who sends me to die on the cross and pay for their sins, to rise again declaring my victory over sin, death, and the devil, a victory that is theirs. Our Savior's name, Jesus, is his credentials. His name, Israel, is his credential. Now, for a while, the servant of the Lord said, I'm going to be hidden. I'm going to be hidden like a sword is hidden in the hand, like the handle of a sword is hidden in the hand of the one who wields it. I'm going to be a polished arrow, but the Lord is going to hide me in his quiver so that you can't see me. So for a time, the Lord says, people won't see me until the Lord is ready then to send me out from his mouth. He will send me out from, I will be his mouth, and he will send me out like that sword, like that polished arrow. And then people will see me and they will hear me. Then that word will pierce their hearts, cut them to the heart, like a sword or like an arrow. The ministry of the servant of the Lord is a ministry of words. Jesus is the perfect prophet. The servant of the Lord, the Son of God, would bring the word of his Father. Remember, Jesus said, I never speak my own words. I never speak with my own authority on my mission. I only speak the words of the one who sent me. My Father is sending me out like a sword and a polished arrow with the gospel to create a new heart, to kill that dead heart of sin and unbelief, to create a new heart and a right spirit within people who will see then and recognize the glory of the Lord. He is also hidden in the sense under his flesh and blood. That Son of God, that servant of the Lord, when he was born, was hidden under his flesh and blood. When he was 8 days old and was circumcised, his true identity as God was hidden under the rabbi's knife. As he was a little boy and a young child, 12 years old, in the temple, as he grew in stature and in favor with God and men, who he was hidden from Israel and from the world. Until when? Last Sunday. The baptism of our Lord. Hail to the Lord's anointed, we sang. At Jesus' baptism, the Father took him out of his quiver. He sent him out from his hand as his mouth to speak his words of forgiveness and life. The heavens opened and the voice of God spoke, and the Holy Spirit descended in the form of a dove. This is my Son, Jesus said, or rather the Father said. Now everybody would see who Jesus is. And they were to listen to him because he would be the Father's mouth. He would be the one whose mouth would be like that sharpened sword and that polished arrow. And then Jesus began to do his miracles beginning in Cana. There was more ways that he revealed that he pulled back the curtain and showed the world, Israel, who he was and is. I'm the one you were waiting for. I'm the one the prophets have declared to you that was coming. Remember when Isaiah spoke about that servant of the Lord? He told the people in the synagogue at Nazareth, today, the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. That's me. I'm the one who has come as that servant of the Lord. And so that servant of the Lord reveals and gives testimony and brings testimony to his mission. His credentials on that mission are that he was called by God in eternity to become a human being and be our Savior. And that he was on a mission from God to reveal himself to all the world as the promised Messiah. The Lord revealed his servant under flesh and blood when Jesus did his miracles. His glory and the Father's glory shined out. Such a mission to redeem the world, to bear the sins and the guilt and the punishment of every human being, and to have the Father declare every sinner, every human being, not guilty of sin. This was the broad mission of Jesus, because it was too great a thing. You know, some things are just too good for a few people or to take place in one location. And that's certainly the way it is of God's eternal plan of salvation. Make no mistake, it was first for Israel. Jesus came first for his own. But his own received him not. He came first for Israel. But as a nation, they rejected him. And in eternal, God's eternal plan, then that message, that word that would come from the servant of the Lord's mouth would go out into all the world. There were times during Jesus' ministry, thinking about all the times the people didn't listen to him, they didn't believe in him. Remember the people in Nazareth, after Jesus made that wonderful proclamation of who he was, tried to throw him off a cliff? There were times when things weren't going real well, humanly speaking, in Jesus' ministry. There were times when he got hungry and he got tired and he got thirsty. And there were times when he felt pain and when he bled. There were times when the guilt and the burden of our sins weighed heavily on him, that he shed great drops of blood. There was that time when the shame and the pain of the cross was looking him right in the eyes. And in prophecy, the servant of the Lord speaks of those days. I have labored in vain. He says, I have spent my strength for nothing at all. In the weakness of Jesus' humanity, but without sin, Jesus faced that shame and that pain and those weaknesses, those feelings that he had. But he threw off those feelings. He cast aside those feelings. He didn't look for God in his feelings, but rather he trusted in the promise that God had made, I will not let my Holy One see destruction. You can destroy the temple, but in 3 days I'm going to build it again. Jesus faced those weaknesses in the sure promise of God's word, of his triumph and his victory and his resurrection from the dead, and then his ascension into heaven, and then his ruling over all things for the sake of the church. The servant of the Lord trusted in those promises of his God. You know, there may be days when we might be tempted to say the same thing in our struggle with our faith. I have labored in vain. Or when we're building up our faith and we're struggling against sin, we say, I have spent my strength for nothing at all. Our feelings might try to overtake us and get the best of us. That's the time to throw off your feelings. That's the time to turn instead to the sure word of God that promises your body will not remain in the grave, that God will raise you from the dead, and you will be exalted into heaven and sit at the right hand of God too, that Jesus' victory and triumph is your victory and triumph, because Jesus has borne your sins and your guilt and your punishment. Because of the servant of the Lord, we are the children of God. And that work is too great a thing for just Israel. It's too great a thing for just the descendants physically of Abraham who believed the promises of God. That mission, that promise is for you and for me. We acknowledge that, don't we? How often do we sing of Jesus? He has come as the glory of his people Israel and a light for revelation or a light to lighten the Gentiles and to be the glory of Israel. You and I confess the servant of the Lord's credentials, that we believe in them, that we accept them as his bona fides, as we regularly acknowledge Jesus as our only Savior from sin. And so as we listen to the words of the servant of the Lord, as we hear what he has to say, trust in Jesus' credentials. Called by God from eternity, sent on his mission of mercy by being born of that Virgin Mary in Bethlehem, revealed to the Magi, and revealed now to the whole world. Rely on the extent of the servant of the Lord's mission. A mission that is so great that it includes even you. That God included even you in the benefit of the death and resurrection of his son Jesus. Listen. Pay close attention. Because there's no reason to doubt this sure prophetic word. Amen.